Chapter 13. How to Lose a Friend.
She's missing! I scream as I bolt down the stairs. My heart is beating a million miles a minute. I should never have left her by herself. This is all my fault.
But where would she have gone? Tom asks.
Maybe she woke up,
Jonah says. I take a deep breath. We have to find her. Now. Either Robin woke up while we were gone and freaked out, or she sleepwalked right on out of here. Either way, she could be anywhere. My heart continues to hammer.
What if something bad happened to her?
I moan.
What if she's on the road and runs into a horse? Or what if she wandered into the moat and drowned? Someone come look with me.
Bree rubs my arm, looking sympathetic.
We'll find her, I promise. And we call it a moat, but it's really just a shallow pond behind the East Tower. The gate should keep her on palace grounds.
We'll all go look, Bree says.
Phew, Robin couldn't have gotten that far then.
We split up. Tom and the boys will start at the stables, then check the north and south towers, while Brianna and I will check the moat, the east tower, and then the palace. As soon as we step out the tower door, I breathe in the scent of the roses.
You really can't smell them?
I ask Bree. She shakes her head.
Not at all.
That's so sad, I say. They're amazing. Can we check the moat first?
Of course, she says.
The moat really is less of a pond and more of a puddle.
I'm not sure a crocodile that does karate will fit in there,
I tell her, careful not to sound judgy. Get it? Judgy.
You're probably right, Bree agrees. I'll ask Jonah to change it to a mini crocodile or a teacup crocodile.
Let's check the East Tower next, I say.
Let's go up, Bree says. Instead of an attic, this tower has a roof deck. Maybe we'll be able to see her in the garden.
I guess that means another 15 flights of stairs.
Hurrah!
Not. But when we eventually make it to the deck, the view takes my breath away. The rose gardens look like a multicolored quilt spread out around us. In the distance are snow-capped mountains.
Do you ever come up here just to take it in?
I ask Bree.
No, she says with a shrug. But maybe I should. It's nice.
Nice? This isn't just nice. This is gorgeous.
Bree is so strange. It's like she's immune to happy-making things.
I wish they sold postcards of the mountain view so I could show Mom and Dad, although then I'd probably have to explain where I was.
I guess you're right, she says. I should come up here more often.
She doesn't sound like she totally believes it, though.
We should keep looking, I say.
Next, we search the palace. Even though we were just in the kitchen and the pantries getting supplies, we check them again since Robin could be on the move. Then we check in the library among the stacks of books and in the ballroom, which is also home to a harp and a drum set and other musical instruments. No Robin.
Your palace is really cool, I say.
I'm pretty well-traveled in magical lands. At this point, I've seen a lot of palaces. The kingdoms of Zamel, Flume, and Mustard all had palaces, but I like this one the best.
Sure, there are books and vases and candles and pictures everywhere, but the clutter and mishmash make Rose Abbey feel unique and homey. Like the stuff is supposed to be there.
Also, even though it's cluttered, the floors are still sparkling, and the windows shine because they're so clean, and it smells so good.
Bree shrugs again.
It's okay.
It's not just okay, I tell her.
You should appreciate what you have now. Who knows what it will look like after no one takes care of it for 100 years? I'm guessing it won't be so nice then.
She looks confused.
Why would no one take care of it?
Didn't I tell you?
As soon as you fall asleep, everyone else in the palace falls asleep too,
Your parents, the cooks, the maids, everyone who works at court. The palace is pretty much deserted after that. It's in shambles by the time the prince gets here.
Oh, right.
She bites her lip. I hope we can clean it up. Maybe. I don't remember what the story says happens to it.
We should check the bedrooms,
she says, and leads me up the stairs. She hesitates on a step.
Does Tom fall asleep too?
The story doesn't mention him specifically. It just says your family and the people who work in the palace. It doesn't say anything about friends. She frowns.
That's too bad.
But maybe there's no reason to worry about the palace, I say. The spell was activated when Robin pricked her elbow, right? And none of us fell asleep. So maybe it'll be just you. Bree pales.
Then what happens to my family?
Isn't it obvious? They stay awake.
They never see me again?
They see you. You'll be asleep. But you never see them again, I guess. She sniffs. Her brow crinkles.
That's so sad.
It is so sad. My heart hurts at the thought of it. I can't imagine never seeing my family again. It's too awful. Suddenly, I wonder if maybe going to sleep for 100 years isn't the best plan for Bree. Maybe it's a good thing that we messed up her story.
You don't have to do it, Bree, I say.
You don't have to go to sleep. You can just stay awake and live now. She closes her eyes and takes a deep breath. There's the sound of a clock striking the hour from somewhere downstairs, and she opens her eyes.
No. I'll miss my family and my friends, but the prince is my destiny. He's going to make me the happiest girl in the world.
We're going to get married. You said so yourself. The future will make me happy. She points down the hallway.
Let's check my room.
She opens the door to the most perfect princess room I've ever seen. The walls are a pale yellow, and the carpet is white and speckled with gold. To the right is what appears to be a massive walk-in closet. Directly ahead is a bay window. In front of the bay window is a canopy bed. A vase of yellow roses sits on a vanity table. On the bed, fast asleep, is Robin.
Hooray!
I run over to my sleeping friend and give her a hug. I guess she did sleepwalk. Bree's eyes widen in amazement.
She's even under the covers. She can do that in her sleep?
I nod, feeling an odd sense of pride. She walked down all the tower stairs, too, and those are seriously slippery. She's very talented. Bree approaches us.
Shall we just leave her here until we get a fairy to reverse the spell?
I don't think so. I don't want her wandering off again.
Do you have a wheelbarrow or something?
But first, I motion to my outfit. Can I borrow a dress and some shoes to wear to the party? All I have with me are these pajamas and socks. Bree leads me to her walk-in closet.
Of course. Take whatever you want. There are at least 100 dresses hanging there. Satin, lace, velvet, red, blue, black, sashes and frills and ruffles. Any kind of dress you want, it's here. They're organized by color. It looks like I'm standing inside a new box of colored pencils.
This is incredible, I breathe.
What is?
Bree asks, searching through the outfits for something that might fit me.
Your closet!
It's okay, she says with a shrug. I can't take it anymore.
No, it's not okay. This is a dream closet. Don't you realize how lucky you are? I'm not saying that dresses are the most important thing in the world, but you have to at least admit that the things you have are pretty great.
Wait a sec. Is that an entire wall of tiaras? She nods.
Yeah, you can have one if you want. I barely even wear them. How could you not wear them? They're all so sparkly.
She shrugs again.
I don't know.
You're crazy, you know that? I ask.
She has all this amazing stuff, but she doesn't appreciate any of it.
This should fit, Bree says and hands me a knee-length blue dress with a corset top. I slip it on and tie it extra tight so it's not too baggy. The white sandals she lends me are too big, but they'll do. Meanwhile, Bree puts on a beautiful pink ball gown and matching heels. Suddenly, we hear voices outside the door.
I think I'm just too tired to go out to another yard sale, the king says.
Me too, says the queen. Let's stay home tonight and relax.
Oh no! How are we supposed to have a party if they're home? The tower's only a few steps away from Rose Abbey, I say. Do we have to cancel?
Too late now, Bree says. It's almost six. We'll just have to keep the noise down and hope they don't pop by. Let's get moving.
Bree picks up Robin, throws her over her shoulder, and hurries down the stairs.
Wow, you're strong, I say.
I know, she says. Strength was one of my whifticles.